and so good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites, of course. Great specials over at the Power Mall. Check them out. A lot of sales this week. Heart drops, of course. Cass Ingram was here yesterday talking about the Oreganol, the Regaresp, the Black Seed Oil, all of the above. The reason I bring this up, two reasons. I've gotten some questions by email about the heart drops. The heart drops work the best when you put them under the tongue. I know that's kind of the most distasteful, but then you got these pockets right under your tongue. They absorb right into your bloodstream. They go straight into your blood, and then they're working immediately instead of going through your digestive tract and all that. So be aware of that. The other big story we got is this coronavirus or whatever it is. I don't, you know, it's hard to say what it is, but right now in China, there are 20 million people on lockdown, on quarantine, which is more than New York City. Imagine all of New York City on quarantine. That's basically what's going on in China, parts of China. Now, it's spread to Japan. They have, some shop owners, they won't even let Chinese in their shops.
Correct.
Literally. No. Anyway, well, we're going to get into this and so much more. Pete Hendrickson is going to be here later, cracking the code. Of course, he wrote that. He is the... he's one of a kind, unique way of examining the IRS code, and he's cracked it. That's why the book is called that. So we'll get some questions. You have questions about the IRS? Well, he's going to answer. Pete Hendrickson will be here in an hour, and we'll have news till then. Uncle Kevin, of course, is here.
It's great to be here, Dan. Another great day in America.
Chinese authorities announced first cured coronavirus patient discharged from hospital in Shanghai. Cured. So they basically quarantined this lady. She's a 56-year-old woman, identified only as Chen. She showed a significant improvement in her respiratory systems. Two independent blood tests for the coronavirus came back negative, as did pulmonary CT scans. So this is the first, quote-unquote, cured. So I don't know if it's a run-it cycle, if quarantined work, if whatever. I don't know what this is. There's ties to Bill Gates here.
Yep.
Bill Gates is tied. I think there's a story. We'll get into that. There's ties to, there's a vaccine being feverishly produced.
Yeah.
And somebody's got the patent for it already.
Yeah, already. How's that? That tells you a lot right there.
Yeah, if they're able to.
And if they got a patent for it, they've been working on it.
That's usually what that means, isn't it? It's kind of self-evident. It's like America. Self-evident. These truths are self-evident.
Yes, exactly.
You need some Oreganol. You need some Oregaresp. I'm out of my Oregaresp. I ordered some. I got my Super Silver, my Oregaresp, and my Oreganol. Absolutely proof positive for sure, because I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know. It may be nothing. It may be something. In the environment we're in, these are things you need to have anyway. Let's continue on anyway. I've gotten a lot of emails about this. That's why I brought these two things, about the heart drops and about that. So okay. Check that out over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829.
And if you're a little sluggish in the morning and you want to wake up quick, put a couple drops of Oreganol or Regarest in your mouth, and that'll do it.
The super strength will.
It clears your brain. You wake right up. It's amazing.
Beijing calls in military as virus overwhelms Wuhan hospital, second case reported in the United States. I've been very critical about Congo. Not Congo, critical of Congo, but critical that we're letting anybody in from Congo.
Anybody.
Because of the Ebola.
Yes.
Now, if this is serious, it may or may not be, but from what we've heard, nobody from these areas of China needs to come in America.
No. Not until they get it straightened out.
Yeah, not until they get this thing
under control,
figured out.
Fixed.
Over the past few hours, health officials in Nepal have announced that a student who has returned from Wuhan has been found to carry the virus. Meanwhile, as a response to the virus overwhelms hospitals in Wuhan, the Central Military Command of the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, isn't that a nice name? China's Army has ordered medical personnel based in the city to travel to city's hospitals and aid doctors and nurses struggling to keep up with the influx of cases. If you've ever seen the movie, was it Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman?
Mm-hmm.
Outbreak.
I have.
This is kind of the scenario that is literally being played out in the city. I mean,
yeah.
The airport there is almost bare.
Yeah.
No, but it's like a ghost town. This is 20 million people are quarantined right now. I don't know.
Well, they're doing it right. That's the one thing good about the Chinese. They're doing it right. They're quarantining these people.
Right.
Putting them in and not letting them go out, you know, go anywhere and spread disease.
I'll be interested to see if they line them up for vaccines, if the Chinese, because they've been, you know, they, like the one producer that did the melamine for the baby formula.
Yeah.
You know, that was killing the babies, really hurting the babies.
He was hurting them.
Yeah. So China found that out. You know what they did to him?
Killed him.
They killed him.
Yeah.
I think they shot him.
Yeah. Killed him dead.
Killed him dead. So I don't know if they're going to be so quick to trust the pharmaceutical companies these vaccines.
No,
that would be interesting to me. Anyway, Democrats turn focus to obstruction charge in Trump impeachment trial. I don't know what this is like a moving target. You ever try to, you know, it's like trying to put your finger on a bug or something. You just can't get it right or something. The target keeps moving. The excuses keep moving. They're just throwing anything against the wall, hoping something sticks. The Democratic managers from the House of Representatives will try to convince senators and the U.S. public that the Republican president is guilty of the charge of obstructing Congress for withholding key witnesses and documents from the investigation. Of course he's withholding witnesses. This is a trial.
That's
he
right.
is on trial. You are trying to try him.
Right.
He has rights protected by the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
Where he does not have to give you information.
Doesn't have to.
I do not have to incriminate myself. And I say, well, if he did nothing wrong. See, if anybody listening, if you haven't learned anything from this thing, forevermore, please erase from your vocabulary, well, if you're doing nothing wrong, you should talk to the police. You should talk to the authorities.
Never talk to them.
Okay.
Never.
This should be
They're
a lesson.
Not your friend.
This should be a lesson to you what's going on with the impeachment trial.
Yeah.
Ask Jerome Corsi or ask Flynn.
That's right.
Flynn.
You have a right to remain silent and do so. I recommend it highly.
Two people killed in an explosion that rocked northwest Houston. Two people were killed early Friday in an explosion that shook Houston. Houston Fire Chief Sam Pena said at least one person was hospitalized and that resulted in a propylene burning for several hours after the explosion. So some chemical factory there. That's crazy. The firefighters are just letting it burn out.
I wouldn't go near that fire.
No.
Breathe those toxic fumes.
Yeah, it'd be like going to China right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to China either right now. Mike Huckabee praises Trump for affirming religious liberty for students. This has become a big thing. Part of his presidency is, affirming the ability to have religious liberty.
Right.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said few politicians have ever defended Christian heritage on the national level as fiercely as Donald Trump. That's another thing I would agree. I mean, it may be words, but it is words, and he is saying them. He's talking about our republic. He's talking about God gave our rights, not government. When have you heard a president say those things? That's important.
It's been a while.
Yeah, certainly.
I'm searching my memory banks, and I can't remember.
Under the new rule, schools must certify every year that they do not have policies that restrict constitutionally protected religious rights, such as freedom to pray or read religious text on school grounds. Schools that maintain noncompliant policies would lose their federal funding. Huckabee called the order a big win for religious freedom advocates. He noted that they had seen, quote, their rights and beliefs under increasingly withering assault from the left. Quit saying left, Mike.
Yeah, commies.
Left-right is a false paradigm that keep you in this trap.
That's right.
They're not left.
They're commies.
Communists. In presidential first, Trump will attend anti-abortion march for life. Wow. It's the first time ever.
That's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome.
President Trump plans to address... See, I am very... I exude praise on Donald Trump and gratitude when he does something like this. So don't say I'm hard on him, because when
you
he does
hard
something,
on him, but that's
no,
okay.
No, I think I'm fair on him. I think, in fact, I really lean towards him. I'm really a little on his, you know, lean towards giving him the benefit of that, probably too much. But when he does something like this, I exude praise on him. This is huge, because this is a president giving validity to these March for Life,
Absolutely.
Basically saying, I am for life.
I'm not for abortion.
I'm with you.
That's right. I'm standing behind you and your baby.
This is the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you know, it's only been since the late 60s, early 70s that we've really had these questions in our country. But still,
right.
It's the first time ever. Trump plans to address an annual rally of anti-abortion. You see, I don't even have to tell you, where do you think this article came from? From already reading the first line.
MSNBC.
No, close. My first guess would have been Washington Post or New York Times.
Oh, okay.
It was New York Times. Okay. A good guess. A paper. It's a paper. I should have told you paper. President Trump plans to address an annual rally of anti-abortion there. He could have said pro-life. Because it is a march for life, pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
See, you notice that?
Yeah.
In Washington, and what would be the first appearance of a sitting president at the March for Life, one of the movement's marquee events. Mr. Trump's surprise announcement made on Twitter as the Senate began hearing opening arguments in his impeachment trial is his latest gesture of support for a cause dear to evangelical Christians who are a core part of conservative base. Abortion, support is about to flip in America.
Oh, yeah.
It's flipping as we speak.
It's in the high 60s, I heard, right now.
Well, I've heard it's over 50. Yeah. I mean, even with these skewed polls, I think even they admit it's over 50 right now, that they don't want these abortion on demand. Now, they may want some, heartbeat bill or something like that. And, we need that's great. These states that are doing this is fantastic. Right.
And they always poll more Democrats than they do.
Usually, from what we've seen.
From what we've seen, yes.
No president has personally attended the march in its almost 50-year history. Can you believe that? Past Republican presidents might have been inclined to attend, but either on the advice of staff or their own instincts saw it as a step too far.
How can it be too far?
Well, why wasn't Trump at the gun rally in Richmond over the weekend? See, same thing. I guarantee it's the same thing. His advisors say, well, you don't want this. You're going to be seen as a white supremacist or whatever. Anyway, U.S. targets birthright citizenship with new visa restrictions. These anchor babies come in here from China, from all over.
Oh, it's a big business. Huge business.
Yeah, go on a vacation to America and have your baby.
Yeah, 8 months pregnant, they fly them in, they put them up in housing, and then have their baby, and then they got rights, and then they stay here.
The Trump administration is coming out this week with new visa restrictions aimed at restricting this birth tourism. So
good.
This stuff where, I'm about to have pop any day now or within a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take a trip and see New York City.
That's right.
Not happening. The CIA signature school, quote unquote signature school, is equipping firefighters with wearable emotional facial recognition devices.
Oh, boy.
Is that creepy?
That's creepy.
Notice they're going with the firefighters first.
What's that about?
What's it about? I don't know what it's about. I mean, I've written about the, here's the, from Activist Post. I've written about the possible dangers of firefighters carrying weapons and being trained like SWAT teams, but this latest story will leave you scratching your head.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why would they do that?
Last week, the University of University of New Mexico announced that they have created a wearable emotion facial recognition device for why for firefighters? See, now you got me. Yeah, I'm all curious.
I don't understand.
I think to me, if I'm looking at it, it's probably an easy way into quote unquote government work. If it works for the firefighter, well then the firefighters are doing it, so now the police are doing it, or now that'd be my guess.
I mean, practical. I'm thinking practical.
I don't know. Why would they need facial recognition? Why would they need an emotion?
Yeah, you see somebody in a burning fire, you pull it out. You don't care who it is.
I think that's in their job description, isn't it? The article describes an innovative new facial recognition algorithm formulated for use in firefighting technology. The algorithm enables computing systems to identify the emotions displayed by facial expressions with 98% accuracy. Okay, I can read this whole thing. I'm skimming this. I still don't know why.
Yeah, why?
In time, the system actually learns which facial expressions correspond with which motion. So basically, they're using them to test this.
Right.
That's what I'm getting out of this.
Maybe it's for arsonists.
House committee in South Dakota advances bill to prevent gender reassignment on minors.
Good.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah, about time.
From the New American House subcommittee. I wonder if Alex Newman wrote this article from the New American, our buddy Alex. A House subcommittee in South Dakota has voted to advance a bill that would criminalize gender reassignment treatment on minors in the state.
That's beautiful. That key word there, criminalize.
Yeah. California kills bill to protect parental rights on sex ed. Now, this is from Alex Newman. This one is. I know for sure.
Okay.
Okay, you remember, what I've been screaming about 5-year-olds learning about?
Yes.
Damnable things?
Yeah. Terrible things.
Terrible things.
Yeah.
I mean, adults don't know what, adults 20 years ago don't know what 5-year-olds are being taught openly.
Openly, yes.
The legislation known as SB 673 would have changed state law on sex ed currently mandated for kindergarten for an opt-out system to one that requiring parents to opt in, meaning your children's not going to learn this unless you want them to learn this. And they said, no.
No, we're not having that.
No,
you're doing as I say.
The bill is filed amid growing concerns surrounding extreme sexualization and indoctrination being forced on captive children in public schools. We were having a discussion yesterday about this. I mean, what's it going to take for people to understand the gravity of what's going on in schools and what that does to children?
I don't know if they got their head in the ground or they're too busy and they don't care or the parents are drug addicts or drunk or I don't know. You would think anybody would be against
that. I think they're against it. One, they don't think it's going on. They don't know it's going on. Everybody else is doing it. They got other things in their life.
Yeah, I don't know.
New bill to allow cops to detain citizens, force them in who they are, what they are doing. This is from the Free Thought Project. We love the Free Thought Project. Yeah. This is an extremely important story, ladies and gentlemen. Dangerous and important. An ominous bill, that's a good word for it, ominous, that is currently making its way through the Kentucky Senate aims to give police unprecedented unconstitutional powers. So then the next thought that would come to mind, at least to me, if this is unconstitutional power, how are they getting it? How are they doing it if it's unconstitutional? Remember, what's our friend... I can see the guy. Kissinger. The illegal we can do immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
The unconstitutional takes a little while.
Time to work around it. Yeah.
These new powers will allow cops to stop anyone they want, anyone, anytime.
That's unconstitutional.
Well, I know that. You know that.
I'm just throwing it out.
If people have the Bill of Rights on their refrigerator, they know that.
Yeah.
That demand that person tell them who they are, where they are going, and explain their actions. Naturally, it has civil rights advocates up in arms, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down the bill's momentum.
Now, you have a right to remain silent, and I suggest you do it.
They can't search you.
No.
Without probable cause.
Without probable cause.
You know, if 1 o'clock in the morning, you're on the street all by yourself walking with a hoodie, they can't ask you anything.
No. They can't search you.
Not by law.
Not by constitutional
law. Not by tyranny.
Law.
No.
By statute.
Right. No, because that's null and void.
Right.
See, that's what we
got to
understand.
By their stupid statute, but
it's not law.
Right.
That's what we need to put in the face. This is the kryptonite to all these.
Yes.
Let's see. Where are we on this story? Police merely need to make an substantiated claim that person is involved in criminal activity, which gives them free reign to stop that person, demand his name, home address, and age.
I can't believe they're even thinking of putting that in Kentucky.
Well, that's what surprised me in the state. You know,
yeah.
I thought, wow, that's something in California or New York or Connecticut
exactly.
or something. In fact, you want the real bad news about this?
Go ahead.
You think this could get any worse?
Yes.
It can.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
If they don't like what you tell them, they can put you in jail for 2 hours.
Oh, man.
And because they don't call it arrest, you have no Miranda rights, you have no lawyer, you cannot talk to any legal help of any kind. You just sit there for 2 hours.
It's unconstitutional.
I'm going to go further than that. It's not this.
It's Maoish.
We got a break coming up in 3 minutes. The story about Mike Adams and what's going on there about these, there's evidence now. We'll read this. We only got two minutes before the break.
Okay.
The story about Mike Adams is that supposedly a secret court, mm-hmm. kind of like FISA court
FISA
or whatever,
court, yeah.
secret court,
something.
Has determined that his website needed to be shut down.
Correct.
He says he has evidence about it. You know, Mike has been very credible. You know, he may be out there on the edge on some of these things, but Mike is very credible. I know Mike. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know Mike.
He's a good guy.
A very good guy. He's saying that now the secret court has deemed that they can basically kill his website with no due process. However, they're trying to pass a law in Kentucky that police can stop you for any reason.
Yeah.
Just because they want to. Ask you whatever they want, where you're going, your age, your address. They don't like your answer. They don't like your answer.
It's like Monopoly. You go to jail.
You go to jail, do not pass go for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to roll doubles.
No.
You just go to jail.
You just go to jail. Stay there for 2 hours. Talk about unconstitutional.
I'm not trying to depress you or fire you up. Maybe fire you up a little, but.
Have to fire you up.
C- Can we please admit, for all the new listeners, for everybody here, there's an overarching global plan to use government, to use police forces, to execute a totalitarian state of control, a globalist centralizing of power throughout the world, specifically the United States. It's been obvious. Christianity is the enemy of it. Free thought is the, libertarianism is the enemy of it. And your, certainly your dominion and your endowment by your creator is the enemy. The Declaration of Independence cannot stand in the face of this if it is to succeed. So this is the contest. The Bill of Rights is the manifestation of the Declaration of Independence. It's the fulfillment. It's the promise. It's the supreme law
of the land.
Your founders bled in the snow because they didn't have boots to cross the Delaware with so that you may be free. Are you going to let them die in vain? And you say, well, what can I do? The first thing you can do, and you think that this doesn't matter, because I know I talked to a lot of you and you still haven't put this up on the refrigerator. I promise you this means something. Energetically, just for you, for your family. How in the world are we supposed to enforce the law if we don't know the law, if it's not everywhere?
Yeah, exactly.
If you look in the Bible, I mean, most people who listen to this show, they believe in the Bible.
Right.
Most people. What did the Jews do when it came to the law?
They obeyed it.
No. What did they do? They put it on their forehead. They put it on the hem of their clothes. They wrapped it up, put it on their door. They put it everywhere. Why do you think they did that?
So they knew it.
So it was important. So it was part of their culture.
Right.
School's not teaching this.
Nope.
So you have to do it.
That's right.
Please put it on your refrigerator. And we're working on something very big and very important. We're going to need your prayers. And two, when we come out with it and we say this, we're going to need your support. I mean, literally, I'm not trying to lecture you. This sounds kind of snot. I don't know what it sounds like. I'm just going to say it. I don't care. You don't understand the pressure that people like myself are in until you're in this situation. You do not understand it. Why do I say that? Because then you don't fully comprehend the pressure that we're all under.
Right.
Many of you understand this, and unless you felt it, and many of you have felt it, many of you have had different experiences, but unless you have felt it or have seen a taste of it, it doesn't become real. It's real. This is a fight for good and evil. It's a fight for choice or a fight for tyranny. You're in it. You're Power Hour Nation, and you're going to be part of this. And we're going forward with the truth because the truth will set us free. You're listening to the Power Hour. More news on the other side. And callers.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
They're in, whether they like it or not.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano.
How are we doing with the sound?
This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made, good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
That is one of the coolest bass lines in the history. Yeah, without question. Feel good broadcast today over at the Power Mall. A lot of specials. Again, the stories about the coronavirus. We've gotten lots of questions. I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not a doctor again. This is not, you know, whatever. I can tell you what our family did. We use oregano oil like it's going out of style, especially we've got small children. The youngest one, she'll put it straight in her mouth and won't flinch at all. Now, the older ones, the middle one, will spaz like she's been shot or something. You know, I think it's a...
It's got a little burn to it.
Well, I think she's just, you know, being a little dramatic. Let's just be honest. She's just being a little dramatic.
Okay.
But what I do use it for is I rub it all over their feet. I rub it on their collarbone. Remember, cast right above their collarbone, right? I put it behind my neck, and then it goes right into your lymph right there. Goes right into your lymph. And then you can use it. It works really good. The Oregaresp or capsules. That Oregaresp works like a bomb. I mean, it is like a bomb. You got some kind of virus or some kind of something inside you. I can't even believe how good it works. That's why the rest, respiratory. You got a lung situation going on? That Oregaresp will knock it out like Mike Tyson before Customato died. Way back in the day. The super silver, of course, we got colloidal silver, have to have. These are the things I just think you need to have anyway. And see, when this
Absolutely.
Stuff like this happens, you just have them.
You have them. That's what I prefer. I prefer the super silver. I use it all the time. When's the last time I've been sick? About 10 years ago.
Black seed oil, all the other great products, the collagen plus, the Purely C. Now, we take vitamin C here a lot, too. That you don't want fake GMO vitamin C. You want that Purely C that Cass puts out.
That's good stuff.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
And tastes good. I love the taste of it. Of course, REM Sleep, we got 20% off. The Strauss Heart Drops are on sale. Wayne was on. Great broadcast.
Well,
and again,
he's unbelievable.
We're going to have on next week talk about some new products. But again, under your tongue, it goes straight into your blood.
Right.
The Heart Drops work way better when you do them that way. I mean, you can, like, swallow them and all that, or mix them with something and swallow them. They're not going to work near as quick or near as strong.
Right.
You put them under your tongue, even as strong as it is, and kind of, you know, you may not like
it. You get most, for the most part, people get used to the taste.
When I first started taking it, you know, obviously when you first do it, it's like, wow, that's kind of strong garlic, right?
Yeah.
And then after a little bit, it was almost like my body was craving it.
Yeah.
And then for a couple, 3-4 months, I don't remember how long, but I could feel stuff going on my chest, and then I didn't crave it anymore. So it was like naturally, that's what happens when you have natural products like this. Strauss products
are unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Jim Strauss literally was one of the greatest herbalists of the 20th century.
Of all time.
That I know of. Certainly of the 20th century. Yeah. His family, some of the other recipes are coming out. They're 300-year-old recipes.
That's amazing.
300 years old.
Yeah, that's how them pioneers.
Bill of Rights isn't 300 years old.
Yeah, that's how them pioneers got through.
Willard Water, Dark and Clear's back, Topperson in the Pump. New. If you're a new customer or you haven't ordered in a while, why not? Check us out.
Exactly.
We got things that...
We're expanding. We're trying to expand. Help us out.
We are expanding. We're not trying. We got new markets. We're going to add other new markets coming up in the next month.
And hello, Memphis.
Hello, Memphis.
Glad to be there.
Can I do Larry King?
Do it.
Hello, Memphis.
Do it.
Well, that wasn't very good.
I didn't like Larry too much, but...
Why? Why didn't you like... You don't like anybody except Trump and that watch of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, let's move on. This is ridiculous. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Uncle Kevin is brushing his teeth up and down, making the motion. Look, everybody can buy toothpaste, can't they? From us.
Everybody can.
You can make a donation. There's a donation button.
Everybody uses it. Help us out.
Thank you for your purchases. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for your energy and your prayers.
Oh,
we
yes.
need them. We feel them, and we send them right back to you. So thank you so much for everything you do. We're all in this together, and we're moving forward. The next 6 months are going to be exciting, and we're going to need you even more as we go forward. So don't forget, Pete Hendrickson will be here in about an hour, and we're going to get back to the news. We got a caller, Dave in New York. Dave, I only got about a minute or so. What's on your mind?
Okay, when you're talking about the facial recognition stuff and all.
Yeah, on the firefighters,
I've got Joyce on CD talking about the psychological labels, and then DSM-5 where it determines, you know, whether you're in a good mood or not. Or they can arrest anybody, basically, with all the loopholes that it has, that, including if a pet or someone you know dies and you suffer emotionally, that means you're mentally ill. Okay, I mean that's how broad this thing goes. Okay,
well, that's
so they can, you know.
Did you ever see the movie Minority Report?
Yes, I have, and I was hoping you would say that, because what you see in there is real. When you see pictures of metal with memory that can slide under a door and turn into something else, that is the technology that they actually have. Okay, this is how much superior, you know. It used to be they were 40 years ahead of us. Now they're 1,000 years ahead of us. So don't, you know, I don't want to get into some other thing, but let me talk about Mike Adams for a second, because probably most of the people listening right now was Facebook or one of those things. When you signed it and you didn't read the end of the contract that you were agreeing to, because you think, you know, these apps and all, they're harmless, but you got to read the final lines, because you turn yourself over to a tribunal in Dubai, okay? And you say something they don't like, they can extradite you. Have you ever read the NDAA? Now, that's the first thing that Trump should have put this executive order and taking the thing out. We're in hard times here. And again, you know,
Did you hear the bill in Kentucky that they're trying to push through about basically cops can stop anybody walking on the street and talk to them, and if they don't like their answer, they can throw them in jail for 2 hours. Do you believe that?
Well, of course. They always go for the, you know, look what they did to Texas. I mean, Texas initially was the bastion of freedom and carrying guns and all that stuff. And I see the mission creep and what's going on in there. They always go, they want to set an example, and they want to do it where a lot of people have fled to Tennessee and to Kentucky and, you know, all these other places to get away from the type of government I have here in New York State.
Well, this makes me, this will never stop, because it has to be stopped. It has to be stopped with our have the tools to do this with our force of will and our faith. That's what we have
and
to
our
use.
Our prayers.
Well, that's our faith.
Yeah.
Here's another story.
Go ahead. Am I talking or no? Yeah, I just want to say, when I've gotten into, you know, I've been put in deep situations before, and not necessarily as bad as Joyce, but in situations that were just as scary or whatever, and I really never get into that, okay? But when I speak up for God, and when I get out and I talk, and I am inspired by Him, you know, and He always gives me a sign, okay? Because when I say, man, do you really want me to do this, you know, because it isn't fun on my end, some of the stuff that has happened to me, He goes, I got this. That's all I had to hear, man. You know, I'll keep going as long as he lets me. I'll see you guys later.
That's inspiring. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah,
we, right now, if we, you know, we need God, obviously. We need to go towards God. And absolutely, whatever you believe that is, you need to find that out and really learn about God and really find God and your position, and because we need the supernatural. Now, the good news, bad news is that we need a miracle. The good news is that's all we need is a miracle.
That's right.
That's all we need.
I get down on my knees every night and pray.
Wow.
For this country, in this world.
Let's bang through some of this news. Virginia Democrats push legislation to make criticism of government officials a criminal offense.
Yeah, I heard that.
See, now put that with the Kentucky bit.
Blackface baby killer.
Coon man?
Yeah, Coon man.
Coon man Northam?
Allegedly.
Well, that's what's said in his...
biography.
In his what do you call that?
Yearbook. Yeah.
In the wake of the Virginia gun rights rally this week, Democrats in the Capitol are now slowing down their push for tyranny. They are moving a bill through the legislature that would effectively criminalize dissent against Governor Blackface and other state government officials. House Bill 1627 was introduced by Delegate Jeffrey Bourne last week. The legislation, quote, provides that certain crimes relating to threats and harassment may be prosecuted in the city of Richmond if the victim is the governor-elect, lieutenant governor, or lieutenant governor-elect, attorney general, and so forth, and the Supreme Court, justice of the Supreme Court. So basically, the ten people who are basically quote unquote running the state,
right,
or state government, you can't harass them or criticize
right.
them too strongly,
or you can go to jail.
That's what it says.
Yeah,
an army for hire. This is odd. I don't like this at all. Global research. I don't know how true it is. I mean, who knows? Trump wants to make money by renting out American soldiers. Isn't that what we already do?
We already do that.
We already rent them out to the corporations?
Right.
Isn't that but KBR?
Yeah, the corporations don't pay for it, though.
You don't think? Yeah. Yeah. Bingo. Maybe he says, well, at least let's get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what we should have done is at least take the oil. If we're gonna go in and liberate,
don't have to be greedy.
Somebody.
We don't have to take all of it.
We'll take some.
Take our share to spend our expenses.
To pay for our expenses,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is currently considerable evidence surfacing suggesting that Trump views the United States military as some kind of mercenary force. Well, the rest of the world does. So maybe he should start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's sick. Trump's logic on the issue is that of an accountant who works for a protection racket. He looks to make a profit without regard for the collateral costs that cannot be entered into double. But anyway, you can read the story. The story is, I mean, the title is a little strong for the facts, but there is, you know, you can certainly look at it that way. HSBC, do you know what? Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation.
Okay.
This is one of the biggest banks
in
the world.
Yeah.
You're talking about the three markets for money in the world are New York,
yep,
London,
and
Hong Kong, Shanghai. And anyway, the whistleblower interview, world economy would collapse if banks stopped laundering money. Activist Post.
Yeah.
This is Catherine Austin Fitz. Last time, I don't know if it's last time she was on, one time she was on. She got in a room with 100 or so people, I don't know, 75, 100, and said, does everybody like their 401ks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Everybody says, yeah, of course
yeah,
I do, whatever.
Do.
Okay, do you want drug running stopped by the government? Do you want the government to stop running drugs? Raise their hand. Then he says, what if I told you could come up here, press this button, hit the red button, all drug trafficking would stop by the
government
immediately, but at the same time you'd lose all your 401k?
Who'd vote for that?
And she said, oh, one person in the room said that.
Yeah. When you got a vested interest in something, you know, it's hard to do the right thing.
You got a story on this. We'll pair these two stories together. Global research. Making America's waters burn again. Trump's dirty water rule. The Trump administration's new dirty water rule seeks to strip the Clean Water Act's protections from an overwhelming number of our waterways and return our water to levels of pollution we saw last before the Clean Waters Act in 1972. My first argument to this, as I read this, is Our water is way dirtier now than it was in 1972. Way more polluted.
Times, maybe 100 more times.
Way more polluted.
Yes.
Way more polluted.
They're lying through their teeth.
The Trump administration announced this major environmental rollback in December amidst much fanfare in the historic EPA map room after multiple failed attempts to repeal a delay the Air Clean Water Rule, which defined the term waters of the United States. So in this act, it's not saying this in this article. Basically, you got a little creek in your backyard. Now the government has control over it.
Right.
That's basically what. So now Trump's saying, well, we don't want to do that.
That's a good rule. I like that.
What?
That if you got a creek in the back, the government's got to, you know, come and inspect it, you know?
No. If you got a creek in the backyard, they control it. They don't inspect it. They come control the creek.
Right. Now he's letting it up.
Right.
That's good.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, okay. I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, we got all mixed up there.
What's your story that kind of relates to this?
This is toxic chemicals contaminated in Cape Cod. Flint, Michigan is no longer the only American city with contaminated drinking water. Recently, reports show there are Flints in nearly every state. The city's in contaminated change, but the unease remains. Cape Cod has been gripped for decades with unexplainable illnesses. I didn't know that.
I didn't know any of that.
No, I did not know that.
I wouldn't drink the tap water if you paid me.
No, anywhere in the USA.
I won't. I mean,
well water, treated water, anywhere. I would not drink it.
That's just me. I don't drink it. Now, you know, we got the filters, those Duraflow filters. You want a filter that gets these chemicals out? Mike Adams tested it. There's only like two or three filters that actually get the fluoride out, that actually get it out, and some of these other harsh chemicals. And the cheapest one by far and the most effective is that Duraflow filter that we sell. I mean, I don't promote these things a lot.
Yeah,
but,
you should. Our water's terrible.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got a Berkey or whatever or some of these other systems, those filters fit right in it. Or you can use the system that comes with it. You can buy the filters by themselves or you can buy the whole system. Please drink water that comes through some sort of filter or that's bottled in glass, preferably if you can.
And those that comes from a good source.
Good source. Anyway, yeah. Finish your story.
In March 2018, the Department of Defense provided a full list of military installations that have contaminated with harmful levels of polyfluoral.
You can't alkaline. Even say it. Can
I can't
you?
Even say it. Or PFAS. I can say that. Dubbed the forever chemicals, these man-made substances like plastic do not break down. They accumulate over the time in our environment and can linger in the human body for years. PFAS are in 90% of the American populations.
Well, then they become hormone disruptors. Yeah. They become hormone disruptors.
And they don't know how, a lot of places they don't know how it gets into our soil and stuff like that. And I have heard, this is just heard, I cannot back it up with anything, that the chemical companies are taking their waste and putting it in, mixing in with the fluoride, and the fluoride goes to the water treatment thing.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, and then it's dispersed that way.
Trump administration gives Keystone Pipeline green light. More on this pipeline. Can we please get it? All these pipelines leak, ladies and gentlemen.
They do. All of them. Yeah.
So don't put them anywhere near aquifer.
Exactly.
Unprecedented marine heat wave likely killed 1 million West Coast seabirds. Oregon Live. This is from OregonLive.com. Did you hear this story?
No,
you
I
see
haven't.
The pictures?
No, I haven't.
At least 62,000 seabirds and possibly as many as a million. Okay, I'm already suspicious.
Sounds like they sprayed it with something. I don't think it's the heat.
Well, I don't know.
I would doubt that.
When you say 62,000 were killed, many as a million, that's a big, that's almost a million variation. So when they say that, they're trying to over-dramatize to me. Anyway, but there are dead birds on the shore of Oregon, a lot of them, and died along the West Coast between summer 15 and 16, researchers said in a study published this week, and they believe they found the cause. Scores of common murres, one of the most prolific seabirds, washed up on the beaches, and many were emaciated. The cause of persistent and intense marine heat wave that became known as blob. Basically, trying to blame this in climate change.
Remember when it was the harp all those things?
Yeah, what if it was harp?
And then they said it was birds running into. They lost their way and they ran into each other and killed themselves.
Yeah, I remember that. And then their livers were liquefied.
Yeah, everything's liquefied in their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it was that.
I'm telling you.
Maybe it was because that's about the right.
I don't believe that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. But there were a bunch of dead birds on the shore.
I don't believe the heat got them. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it's the, you know, it's the polar, it's the cow farts.
Yeah, that's what did it. Yeah.
If you have an SUV, you just killed all these birds. You're mm-hmm. a terrible person.
Yeah.
And if you let us tax you to death and you limit all your breathing, then we'll solve this for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, give all our money to,
GOP leader pushing bill targeting social media censorship. Finally,
got
Senator
somebody.
Joe Gruters recently called on lawmakers to pass a new bill targeting social media censorship. The bill, inspired by conservative activist Laura Loomer, will open social media platforms to civil damages for banning or suspending political speech. And it should.
And it should. Mike Adams needs to talk to those people.
Well, are they a publisher or are they a news site or what are
they? Define them.
Define them, right.
Right.
Get them defined because if they are an open source, if they are what they really are, if they say what they
right.
really are, they can't be censoring.
No.
They're a public
right.
platform.
Exactly.
They're a public billboard.
One lawyer comes out and says, oh, we're this, and the other one comes out and we say
depend
we're that.
On the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends on what the necessary for them. Yeah, scientists exactly. discover why stress turns hair white. Wow. Scientists say they may have discovered why stress makes hair turn white. You know, I knew of somebody that their child died.
Okay.
And their hair turned white overnight.
Wow. I can believe it from the stress.
Yeah. Their hair turned white overnight.
Yeah. It's traumatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In experiments on mice, stem cells that control skin and hair color became damaged after intense stress. In a chance finding, dark-furred mice turned completely white within weeks. The U.S. and Brazilian researchers said this avenue is worth exploring further to develop what? A natural thing to lower stress?
No.
A drug. A drug. I thought they were going to say vaccine, but they said a drug. Man has video camera implanted in his prosthetic eye. Wow, that is creepy. That is ominous. We've used that word a couple times today. That's ominous.
But if it gives him sight, I'm all for it.
A man has become an eyeborg by implanting a video camera in one of his eyes in which he was blind to further distort the lines between science fiction and real life. See, I agree. See, this is where science, you know, Timmy didn't have an arm, now Timmy's got an arm. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with Timmy having an arm? Nothing's wrong with Timmy having an arm. Now Timmy can see. Well, that's fine, but now you don't need to see everything Timmy sees.
I got it hooked up to the computer over there. And they're tracking everything.
Mediterranean fasting and paleo diets improve weight loss and health. Did you know that?
Yes.
Now, I went to Greece. There was not a lot of skinny people there. I mean, there were a lot of fat people there.
No.
No more than America, though.
My doctor went on that paleo diet. She lost 57 pounds. She looked good. She looks great.
Intermittent fasting, they talk about also. Participants limit their... Robert Redfern's, sold on that. Especially if you want to... Was it Alzheimer's, dementia? That's mm-hmm. part of it, and really had success. Anybody who has a parent or something, or themselves or whatever, dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. you can contact us, support at Power Hour Nation, and we can hook you up with Robert. Because Robert is doing a study. He'll get you the stuff. He'll kind of give you the protocols that he's used and had a lot of good results. So I know from time to time people ask that. We have a lot of resources. If you have situations going on, ladies and gentlemen, we'll try to hook you up with these experts as we can. So, please feel free to do that. This work supports the idea that there isn't a single right diet. There are a range of options that may suit different people and be effective. But you know what is good for everybody, they say? Vaccines. Vaccines are good for everybody.
Yeah, unless you talk against them, then you get raided.
Yeah, then that's not good for you. That's not good for you.
Mike Adams.
A lack of oxygen accelerates aging. Yeah, who didn't know that?
I mean,
research finds a link between sleep disordered breathing mm-hmm. and rapid aging. Nutrition, exercise, and smoking are all considered primary modifiable risk factors for a wide array of health conditions. However, this leaves sleep, and increasingly common sleep disorders often overlooked as risk factors. Well, there you go, REM sleep.
There you go.
REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That REM sleep, I mean, for most people who take it, the vast, vast majority of people who take it, it really helps them.
Yeah. How much did that study cost? About $100 million?
We could have told them that.
A bottle of REM sleep's less than 20, I think.
Yeah, it's on sale, 20% off.
Yeah.
The new formula is like 20, I don't know what it is, 20-something dollars.
Could have saved a lot of money.
All the ingredients are primary ingredients as they work symbiotically to complement and enhance their sleep activity. Here's what it is from the Power Mall. Evil Rising. This is from Natural News. Well, he's got the most provocative titles, Mike does.
He does.
Mike gets a little provocative on
he
his
does.
Titles. He gets a little over the top.
Mm-hmm.
A little too provocative. I mean, some things you need to be provocative. I mean, I thought I was a little provocative, but he goes, every one is like, you know, the world's coming to an end. But anyway, Evil Rising. Disney now flat out promoting demons and witchcraft to children. You are correct, Mike. You remember
Bingo.
The, well, at least Mike's saying this.
Yeah.
Mike's a good person.
Mike's a great guy.
The fact that he is pointing this out, what was the movie, Frozen? Okay. Frozen 1 was one thing about witchcraft, and it was kind of hid, but you could, you know, turn things ice. Frozen 2 is flat out Wicca and, witchcraft.
Yeah, they're not hiding anything.
They're not hiding at all right, about the different
right
elements and sorcery and all that, and they're just putting it right in your face. Anyway, let me read this article a little bit. In accordance with its stated agenda of making the demon realm feel like home, where did he get that from? The demon realm feel like home. Where did that come from? One of their movies? I wish he would have cited that.
Yeah.
This realm, the kids' programming empire, is referred to as Demon Town.
Demon Town.
The Disney Channel is releasing a new program for children called, The Owl House, that glorifies demons, witchcraft, and hell. According to Disney, the series centers around a teenage girl named Luz who discovers a portal to another realm where humans are not well-liked, and she must disguise herself in order to fit in at witch school. Is that creepy or what?
It's creepy, but true.
Well, you send them to school, they're going to learn about...
Nasty stuff.
Damn them. I'm not even going to say it. I've said it 100 times on this show. You leave them at home, you think, oh, just watch some Disney here while I, you know, relax or whatever. And then they're learning about going to hell and being humans bad and how to contact the demon realm.
How to sorcer.
This is...
Terrible.
The show tries to portray witchcraft as a positive tool to fight evil. You know, that's a... I'm not a bad witch, I'm a white witch. Have you heard that? Yeah, okay. There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Hendrickson's coming up. You know, there's some people that stand on that wall, and Pete is a hero.
Yeah, he's amazing. Love him.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. So good to be with you. So good. We're in this together, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.